Another sentence. If any disciple order, oh, you should do, and then he does. What kind of disciple he is?
Second class.
Why?
Because he has not understood the heart of the guru and done spontaneously. First class, he will understand the desire and he will do without guru asking.
And what is third class?
Third class, the guru gives instruction to his disciple, but he doesn't carry out this instruction. This is third class.
Why? What he tells?
I could not do. He has no faith in the order of his guru, so he does not die.
No, he has faith, but not a strongness. Guru will tell, go and bring a glass of water. Then he'll ask, where should I go? And I should bring it in glass or any other pot.
And
water cold or
warm.
And if I'm going, but if there is no water, then what should I do? And if anyone quarrels me, then what should I do? Anyone also can be sent with me. Otherwise, having heard from Gurudev, he will tell another. Gurudev wants a glass of water. Go and quickly bring. He will not go. He will send others. So these are what? Servants, but third class. And those who knowing the will, the receiving order, and they flatly tell Gurudev, I am worried, I cannot do. Third class bogus. And first class, knowing the will of Gurudev, quickly he engaged himself in doing that. I have seen my god brother one. Gurudev has never to order him. He used to know the face of Gurudev, and he watching, looking, that if the lips are dry, at once quickly he'll run and bring water. Very good. What he wants, in what way he wants. So, what Gurudev knows, wants, what Gurudev wants. He wants to engage all in Krishna service, Radha Krishna service. Knowing this, in what way he wants, knowing if any disciple, giving up all kinds of false egos, his own desire, giving up all, and quickly he fulfills the wishes of Gurudev. Will tell that you should go, and he will jump. Half of the service will be done, then he is
enthusiastic.
And other Krishna will manage. But you should know that if you are not qualified to do that thing, but you want that to fulfill your Gurudev's, inspiration from Krishna will come. Though he is not qualified in any way, but he wants to fulfill. At once, Gurudev, if he is so much high class of devotee, or he is offered himself to Gurudev, then Krishna Baladeva Prabhu will inspire him to fulfill all these things. Guru never wants his own satisfaction. Never. But he is satisfied if anyone is serving Krishna, Radha, Krishna, Kundalini, in what he wants, way. So we should be prepared to give ourselves in the lotus feet of Gurudev. If he has any his own gain or any selfishness, then he is not good. Actually, he is not qualified good. Beginning from Madhyam Adhikari, when they will know all thoughts, everything, they offer themselves by tongue, mind and by speech. Everything to Gurudev. He will not see his own gain. He will see what Gurudev wants. So we should try to be. This is Guru Seva, Guru Puja. What is Guru Puja? Offering a basket of
flowers.
And making soap,
white
garland with scent, and writing so much, Gurudev Kripa Bindu Diya Yehi Dashi Kara Trina Pekha, singing all these things, but actually not giving his heart and engaging himself in Krishna consciousness. That Pushpanjali offering is lifeless. And he actually not giving flowers, not washing the feet of Gurudev. Nothing he is doing outwardly, but he is the best
servant.
Guru Seva. At any time he is ready to give his life for Gurudev, like our Guru Maharaj, like Srila Prabhupada, like Kuresh, like others, like Raghunath Das Goswami. What he has told for Rupa Goswami, you know that sloka? You? Mood? Vyagram tundayate Giriraj ajgarayate. Kya shlo?
Sunnayate mahagastham girindraja garayate vyagra tundayate kundam jivatu garitasame.
What is the meaning?
This separation of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Das Goswami is telling that sunnayate mahagastham. Gostha means her Vrajavasis lives, it is called Gostha. When Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami was present in this world, then it is very pleasant for Das Goswami. But now they disappeared from this world, then it looks like Saifa, nothing is there in God. Everything is there, but for the separation of Rupa Goswami, he is feeling that everything is vain, nothing is there. Mahagostham Girindravya Garayate. At first, when Sri Rupa Goswami was appeared in this world, that he feels the Gira is so merciful. He fulfills everybody's desire. What he wants, Gira fulfills his desire also. But now he is feeling that Girindraja Garayate. He is just like a big python. He wants to swallow him. And Vyagra Kundayate Kundam. He always lives in the bank of Radha Kunda. And he did his sadhana bhajan, everything in bank of Radha Kunda. He feels so many pastimes. Radha Kunda is like his life and soul. But today, due to this separation of Rupa Goswami, he is feeling just like he is a very
the
mouth of Tigris, and he want to swallow him. So he is feeling all this thing, it is separation of Rupa Goswami Pad. What is Rupa Goswami? Jivatu Rahita Same. Just like we have life, 5 life years, so we are maintaining our body. If life will go out, then the soul will go away from our body, then it will be lifeless. So Das Goswami is telling that Rupa Goswami is my Jivatu, he is my life and soul, everything. Without him, I am feeling all these things like this.
If it is so difficult and Gurudev has given any order, no? Or Gurudev has not given order yesterday, but what he wants Gurudev to complete is very dangerous. Life may endanger. But disciple what thinks? Oh, very pleasant. If it is to go in fire, even he thinks that fire is like very pleasant. And if there is Himalayas, so much cold ice, and he will think what? It is very pleasant, very pleasant. And he will fall. Like Giriraj Govardhan, when he was in the hands of Krishna and Indra was showering thunderbolts and all, he wanted to make Giriraj Govardhan in pieces, so many, like dust. And when he was showering thunderbolts, what he was feeling?
Itching.
Because he was in the hands of Krishna. And so he was feeling very pleasant.
Itching only. And somebody itching is there.
So we should try to be like that. For Krishna. If any very high class of very costly, like Kohinoor, you know, in India, any very
precious
jewel.
Diamond.
In the crown of England's
Queen.
No? If you want, then the prices will be so high. So if you want to have Krishna prema, there is nothing equal to this. It is more worthy and high class of prema. For this you will have to give anything. Lakhs and lakhs heads also. Be prepared. This is Krishna Bhakti. And if you want to buy from any shop, Kalmi Shark.
Imitation.
No, Kalmi Shark. Kalmi Shark, you know.
One kind of spinach.
Spinach.
Like a leaf.
Yeah.
Leaf of this plant. Not nothing. But as the price of the
commodity,
so much high in whole world, there is nothing equal to that. Then your prices to have will be so high. So Krishna prema is so high, and the bhakti, the sadhan to have this is so high. It is not for ordinary person. But we are fortunate to come in this line. Gurudev wants that you should accept this and be happy for it. Not for it. So we can give up any desire, anything, what we want for self. Nothing. And be happy. If a Gurudev Sevak, the servant of Guru, is walking in the fire, very dangerous fire. But he knows that by this Gurudev is happy. Then what he will feel? He felt so happy. Smiling he will cross. or give up his body, no harm. No? This is offering, really offering in the lotus feet of spirit. In a song it has been told, Atmanivedana tuha pade karuna hoi na param sukhi dukha dure gela rahila chaudi ke anand deti. What is the meaning? You know? When I did offered myself in the lotus feet of Krishna, then I became so happy. Everywhere, Malli, endless ocean of happiness, ananda. Atmanivedana tuha pade karuna hoi na param sukhi dukha dure gela. All kinds of suffering went away. No any kind of problem. No problem. Why? I am servant of Krishna, Gurudev. So we should try to be, and we can do Vyas Puja by this. This is called Vyas Puja. So,
Shri Guru Charan Padma.